My natural tendency is to question everything. We are therefore called by Christ to extend his kingdom, to provide other people with a means of salvation. And how it pains me to say this, we can no longer depend, as we used to, on a large number of zealous, deeply believing priests. Am I making sense? In sheer numbers, the greatest loss in the history of our nation are priests. Over 8,000, I keep repeating. Figure is higher. Vatican will release only that number since the Second Vatican Council. And religious who built our schools, beginning with St. Elizabeth Seton, if people are going to be saved, somebody better teach them the faith. Second question, what is the apostolate? The apostolate is every activity of the church by which she leads the human race to its eternal destiny. As we'll see, this activity is limitless, variety in forms beyond calculation. No two of us can engage in the same kind or degree of apostolic work. But that's what the apostolate is. It is we proclaiming Christ so that others, hearing what we believe, seeing how we live, I want to also believe in Christ and then do their part in bringing the Savior of the world to a still mainly unbelieving world. Third, are all members of the church to cooperate in this apostolate? Yes. So too is this, that any member of the church who does not work for her growth must be considered useless both to the church and to himself. And that is a direct quotation from the council document. I do hope, by the way, that you will keep coming back to future classes. And by the way, by all means, bring your friends and Protestant friends you have. By the way, any professed Protestant in your class today? Anybody? Please cajole them, bribe them if necessary. Bring them to class. And especially Protestant ministers. Oh, bring them in. When are we being told by the church? Either we work for the extension of the kingdom of Christ, which is the Catholic Church, or we must be considered useless both to the church and to ourselves. People will ask me, Father, why do you work so hard? I'm not working hard enough. When I read in my fellow Jesuits, Saint Francis Xavier, writing from India back to Saint Ignatius, And it's his quotation. I see souls going to hell like snowflakes falling in winter. When Christ told us the way that leads to salvation is narrow, and few there are that walk it. The way that leads to perdition is broad, and many walk that broad road. Everything in this world, my friends, is a dream. It's a dream compared to the real world for which we were made. All of our bodies will die. All the cosmetics in the world will not help the body from decaying. Either we reach heaven and our lives on earth have been worth living, or as Christ himself said, it would have been better if we had never been conceived and born. Talk about charity. Bringing people to heaven. That's our main task in life. And you fathers and mothers, that's your main task in life. Do you hear me? Is to bring the children that God gave you to heaven. Question 4. Are the laity therefore to engage in this apostolate? Yes. They are called by God to exercise their apostolate as a leaven in the world. They share, I'm quoting from the document, in the priestly, prophetic, and kingly office of Christ by the work of evangelization and sanctification. What's the priestly office of the laity? To sacrifice. That's what a priest is. He offers a sacrifice. And to sacrifice means to surrender what is precious, what we like, to God. Prophetic. Not predicting the future, but proclaiming Christ's truth. Sharing that truth. And the courage it takes to tell the truth. Dear Lord, do I ever know? And kingly office. Gee. What can that mean to me? Let me tell you. The Latin word for king is rex, R-E-X. The Latin verb for to rule is regere. What we need is lay people who have qualities of leadership. And by the way, you mothers and fathers, in the name of our Lord, please, please, exercise your leadership in your own family. Am I making sense? You're in charge. And then, as I've implied before, I already watched my audience before I say this, but I've asked the question, I'm sure, before. Between men and women, who has a stronger will? Some man. You are so right. Oh, how sweet. How kind. Smiling. Oh, how dear. Well, let nobody ever doubt who. Who's got the will? And that's what happened. In so many dioceses today, who is running the chancery? Women. We need authentic, honest-to-God leadership. I'm speaking here of the laity. Exercise your leadership. You have received the sacraments of baptism and confirmation for that purpose. Question 5. What is the foundation of the lay apostolate? The foundation of the lay apostolate is membership in the mystical body of Christ. His membership begins with the sacrament of baptism and is strengthened by the sacrament of confirmation. Most of us, I'm sure, were baptized in infancy. Needless to say, our mother and father did not ask, Jimmy, do you want to be baptized? Jimmy, say, 2 weeks old, screams. He doesn't know what's going on, but you know what's going on. It is in baptism that we receive that call from Christ. And confirmation then strengthens us. And hear it. The word confirmation, the key syllable in that word is F-I-R-M. Confirmation. To strengthen. Strengthen what? Strengthen our faith. But strengthen our faith is not just to keep it, but strengthen our faith to spread it. I'll never forget the last lecture I gave at Western Michigan when, after 5 years, my contract was not renewed. And the reason was obvious. I think I've said this before. 7-man department. I was one of 7. In my 5 years, over 2,000 students in my classes. I regularly hear it. I regularly had more students in my classes than the other 6 professors put together. There is one sure way of making an enemy, and that is succeed. Nobody envies a failure. So, before the assembled student body, Dr. Harden, that's my alias, and the leading atheist on Western Michigan campus, we have a debate. And the debate was on abortion. Mind you, that was back in 67. He defended abortion, and of course, I defended unborn human life. Now, I told the audience how thrilled I was to be defending a truth, which is for this reason that I'm leaving Western Michigan. I told the audience, you young people, take it from an experienced veteran. You proclaim the truth, and you're going to pay for it dearly. But I can tell you, I told them, I was never happier in my life because I know I'm teaching the truth. We need the graces from baptism and confirmation. And we've got them, but we've got to use them. Number 6. What is the soul of the lay apostolate? The soul of the lay apostolate is the virtue of charity, which is nourished by the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist. Let's be clear. We're not talking about dropping a dime, if you're generous, a quarter in a beggar's cup. We're talking about charity as a virtue. The virtue that either we possess and we're in the state of God's grace, or every person in mortal sin does not have the virtue of charity. That's the soul of the lay apostolate, to be in the state of grace. And the more closely united you are united with Christ, the more effective you will be in bringing others to Christ. Number 7. How do the laity exercise their apostolate? They do so by their enthusiasm. That's my English translation of the Latin text. By their enthusiasm to make all men to know the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. They recognize their noble obligation of working for the salvation of the whole world. During these days of the course that, we are taking, our prayers I've never prayed before. Daily at the altar, that among you, during this semester of class, there will be many of you who will be inspired in your own way and according to the measure of God's grace in your lives to work in the lay apostolate. Desperately needed. And notice enthusiasm to make everyone to know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Finally, are the laity to be channels of grace to others? What could be more obvious? And by the way, word these questions in such a way that you couldn't possibly miss the answer. Yes. In fact, this may be called the essence of the apostolate. According to the graces which they have received, they, that's you, are to be the instruments of the Holy Spirit to communicate his graces to other people. Hence, my now favorite definition of the apostolate. The apostolate is communicating grace from Christ through me to others. From, through, to. I am therefore an apostle of Jesus Christ on the most fundamental theological terms. In the measure that I am a channel, a conduit, a means, an instrument for communicating grace to other people. And as we'll see during this course, this communication of grace, we shall be as effective in sharing the grace that God has given us as we ourselves are united with Christ. All this needs to be said. I've taught my own Jesuits for too many years. I've taught priests for too many years. I know by now, years and years of experience, who are the priests that bring souls to Christ. They are the priests that are united with Christ. Who are the religious? Who are channels of grace? Those who are holy and not just in name. And how hard it is to admit this. If those say over the years who have depended on our guidance and direction to serve God, if they are not as patient, as obedient, as honest, as chaste as they should be, of course people have a free will. How it pains me to say it, but say it I must. Look into your own soul. It's not a question of good example. Much deeper. This is being a communicator of grace to others. You parents will be only as effective in bringing and keeping your children close to Christ as you yourselves are united with Jesus. In other words, the first law of the apostolate is, hear it, is sanctity. And the present Holy Father, especially in his document on the splendor of truth, gone is the day, says the Bishop of Rome, when ordinary Catholics can survive. No more. No more. Either Catholics will live heroic lives, and he says, either Catholics are willing to both live a martyr's life and die a martyr's death, or the church will die out. My one hope is, I am speaking to the right audience, and also I think it is time to close our first class. Shall we pray? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Mother of Catechists, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Now, a 15-minute break, and we resume our next class.